We now request the President-elect of the Republic of South Africa, Mr. Nelson Rolihlahla Mandela.
When Nelson Mandela stood in front of the Union Buildings in Pretoria in May 1994, as South Africa's first democratically elected president, my country was brimming with optimism for its post-apartheid future.
I, Nelson Rolihlahla Mandela, do hereby swear to be faithful to the Republic of South Africa.
I was there and relieved at the prospects of an end to bloodshed. But 30 years on, the country is in a political and economic crisis, and many have been left questioning the choices of the past three decades. I'm Thabo Lishilo, politics editor at The Conversation Africa. And in a three-part podcast series for The Conversation Weekly, I'm exploring what happened to Nelson Mandela's South Africa. I've been talking to leading scholars who experienced the transition from apartheid and are researching its legacy and the work still left to do.
Mandela was president, so it was almost like we are governed by angels.
The enlightened forces prevailed.
There was profound change. People got their dignity back.
The ANC has in many ways allowed itself to be destroyed by Jacob Zuma.
Our expectations of what could have been done in the past are too high. But then our expectations of what we should be reimagining in the present for the future are too low.
Listen to what happened to Nelson Mandela's South Africa on The Conversation Weekly. Find it wherever you get your podcast or listen directly on theconversation.com.